Last week, we interviewed British comedy writers John Lloyd and John Mitchinson. They're the co-authors of a new anthology of quotations called If Ignorance is Bliss, Why Aren't There More Happy People? And I asked them, why does the world need another book of quotations?
Well, there are so many available now, aren't there? And especially with the internet. I mean,
so that's where we went to hear some of your favorite quotations. Our blog at npr.org/soapbox. Here's a sampling. Jan Fried of Los Angeles.
If your dinner guest speaks at length about virtue, best count the silverware when he leaves. James Boswell, from The Life of Samuel Johnson.
From Normal, Illinois, Catherine Tornquist.
The greatest gift we give ourselves and each other is the quality of our attention, from international author and teacher Richard Moss.
Next to Columbus, Ohio, and Darren Guarino.
Reality is that which, when you stop believing in it, doesn't go away. Philip K. Dick.
From Sam Hamburg of Chicago.
Everyone is entitled to a bad first job and a bad first marriage. And that's for me, Sam Hamburg.
From Meredith, New Hampshire, we have Retta Colin.
I have to work ahead so I don't get too far behind. That came from a 10th grade student of mine who asked a month ahead of time for a copy of the next book we'd be reading in my English class.
Philip Cleary of Augusta, Georgia.
Doesn't beauty exist by its own coming into being and disappearing? Japanese composer Toru Takemitsu.
From Skodak Landing, New York, we have an entry from Robert Stone.
We heard that a million monkeys at a million keyboards could produce the complete works of Shakespeare. Now, thanks to the internet, we know this is not true. Computer science professor Robert Wilensky, UC Berkeley.
And Roxanne Herrick Kramer of Fairfax, Virginia.
Most people my age are older than I am. And that is from me, Roxanne Herrick Kramer, 1957.
You'll find many more quotations on our blog, npr.org/soapbox. This is NPR News.